Message number 29. The Great Tribulation. Monday, December 20th, 2010 at 10:00. Heed this, my daughter. Mankind is being warned through these messages of the acts that will befall those who continue to reject the Eternal Father. The time is drawing close for the advent of the Great Tribulation. This event will commence from the end of 2012 and must not be confused with the time or the date for my second coming on earth. For this my children is not being foretold in these messages. Anyone who attempts to give my children a date for my second coming is a liar and not a true prophet. I am, however, revealing years of specific events leading up to my second coming through this prophet. God won't allow a plan to deplete world population to happen. The Great Tribulation, as foretold so long ago, will now unfold before the eyes of a disbelieving world. This is when the sword of justice will strike everywhere. My Eternal Father is not prepared to stand back and allow the evil plan being plotted right now behind closed doors and designed to deplete the world's population to be realized. This evil group, devout followers of Satan, have attempted in the past to inflict genocide on my Father's children. They failed. They are trying again. They will fail again, but not before they cause terrible destruction. Believers should not fear. My Eternal Father in His mercy will have to intervene to stop them, even though it pains Him to unleash the global disasters that lie ahead. Believers, do not fear for yourselves or your families. You are being protected. But please, please pray the Holy Rosary and my Divine Mercy at all times to help ease and avert some of these disasters. Start planning now. These people, as they attempt to control your money, your health, your food, and even your faith, must be fought. Stand up and protect yourselves and your families using prayer. Call on all those saints you revere to aid you as intercessors of my Eternal Father. Global disasters to strike. As these global disasters commence with dramatic changes in weather patterns, which have already begun in a mild form, they will be seen as the result of global warming. Yes, mankind has damaged the earth in a very ugly manner, but these disasters will have nothing to do with climate change. My Eternal Father could, if He decided, sit back and do nothing. Then these evil, power-hungry and deluded groups of powerful decision-makers would win. By sucking my innocent children into their snare of hypnotic allegiance to Satan, the evil one, they would steal souls. That will not be allowed. Calling all religions to join together. It is time now for my Father's children and followers, as well as those who believe in the superior being that is God, the Creator and Maker of all things, to join forces as one. Irrespective of which path you follow God or whether you believe in me, His only beloved Son, stand together as one. Fight the group that represents the evil one. He is your enemy if you believe in God the Eternal Father. He is trying to stop you from entering paradise by lying to His followers that He too will take them to an equally beautiful divine paradise. Those poor, deluded and trustworthy followers cannot see through the deceit because they are blinded by the lure of materialistic glory. Prophecies in Book of John now come to light. Pray, pray, pray all of you every single day. Very soon all will understand the truth of Holy Scripture. All will understand finally that the teachings contained in my Father's book are accurate. They don't lie. Prophecies foretold in the past came to light. Prophecies contained in the book of John will now come to light. These messages given to this prophet are to prepare my children to enter my Father's kingdom. Go now, spread my truth. Save each other from the clutches of the deceiver before it is too late. Your loving Savior, Jesus Christ.